5-0, which is what you expected.
No, not at all, to be honest. But you know, we're rolling, I guess. So it's nice to know, you know, we can win in this fashion and we can blow teams out.
Mark, I was at in Okotoks a few years ago when you played in the Minto final, and you had a pretty quiet game in the last game, and then I remember you assisting on the winner from behind the net. They really put a lot of pressure on you here tonight and that sort of thing, and then you come up with the OT winner. How do you stay patient throughout the whole game like you did? And
it was tough. I mean, when they're not falling. You know, in a bunch of posts and a lot of good looks. I mean, Dino's an unbelievable goalie. And, I mean, when you take what I had, probably 15, 16, 17 shots, one of them's bound to go in, and that was, he moved his stick at the right time for me, so I was lucky enough for that to go 5-4.
Was it you or Lone that stripped the defender of his stick?
I definitely threw a stick out of his hand. I wasn't expecting to have that ball still. And, I mean, you know, they missed a bunch on me, and missed a bunch everywhere else, so, I mean, they, in my opinion, they owed us one there, so we're pays back, so.
You took a couple hard hits, I think, in the second quarter.
Yeah.
One in the corner that looked pretty scary. Are you okay with how teams are
Yeah, playing? I mean, it's lacrosse. I mean, you're going to get hit. It's, you know, we have pads for that. We're lucky. I mean, Sid got me one between the pads, and, you know, it hurts, but they get a penalty on it. So, I mean, it can't hurt for too long when you're on the power play. So, like I said, it's, you know, you have pads and they're playing the game. I'm sure RD guys are giving them just the same. So, you know, Sorcetti was running around there and blowing people's backs on it. It's nice to see it.
Is that kind of game fun? I mean,
they're fun. They're a lot of fun. Not when it comes down to the wire like that, when you're up three or so, but you think in that case that you're going to lose. But, I mean, we got a big stand on defense, and we were lucky enough to bury one there at the end. It was exhausted. I don't know if we could have won another shift. With two lefties, it's tough.
You probably asked for even what happened after the game.
Oh, I don't know. I said I was too tired to even do anything. I was really hoping that didn't escalate into something that would have been over for me. I think I would have not had to turtle and run off the floor.
Derek mentioned after just maybe doing away with handshakes after a game. Pretty cool about it.
Yeah, I mean, I like shaking hands after the game. You know, you battled all game to, you know, it's a game. None of that stuff should happen after a game. You know, we beat them. If they would have beat us, it would have been saying we wouldn't have started anything like that. So I don't know what they were thinking or what they were doing. You know, it's not my opinion of what they're doing, but you know, it's shaking hands should be in the game, I think, and it should be after every game, I think.
You expect something from the league after that?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure someone will get. Someone gets up, maybe Jeremy and Creedy, but I don't know if anything else will ensue. I wasn't really watching, I was talking to another guy on their team.
Find a dance partner?
I was like, honestly, I'm over here before I find a friend.
Yeah.
Just a friend. Sorry, but last thing, just for a real life thing here, you're a Whitby guy, and I'm not sure if Tucker Williams was ever a ball boy for the Junior Warriors or anything like that.
I'm sure he was at some point.
Maybe can you say something about the lacrosse community coming together for him and all that?
Obviously, it's great. You know, the stickers on everyone's helmets, and, you know, the whole league donated $50 to their per diem, and, you know, like, even the home team, so we don't get per diem this weekend, but, you know, everybody gave $50, and, you know, I know he's a big fan of, you know, some Leaf guys and stuff, and I'm going to try to, you know, get a couple of my buddies over from the Leafs to see him this week and maybe bring him some cheers, maybe get him a couple of tickets or something and lift his spirits a bit.
Is he not a fan of yours? Or?
I don't know. He's probably a fan of his dad. So, but, I mean, I don't think I've ever met him. I'm not sure if I have, but you know, he's fighting and we're fighting for him too. So.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.